For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. 50 years ago today, Robert F. Kennedy was assassinated in Los Angeles. For many, he seemed on his way to the office that his brother John Kennedy held when he was shot and killed 5 years earlier. March 16, 1968. Amidst the national turmoil over the Vietnam War, Robert Kennedy announced he would challenge fellow Democrat President Lyndon Johnson. Here's some audio from CBS News.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
A couple of weeks later, college student Burl Schwartz would cross Bobby Kennedy's path in Philadelphia.
I was working on my college newspaper as an editor, and I was alone in the office on a Saturday, and I answered the phone, and the caller identified himself as an advance man for Bobby Kennedy's presidential campaign. And he said Kennedy was coming to Philadelphia to campaign in the Pennsylvania primary, and wanted to give a speech at the University of Pennsylvania, and was looking for someone to help identify a location.
Schwartz wound up helping the campaign arrange a speech at the famous basketball arena, the Palestra. At the event, he introduced Congressman Bill Green, who introduced Kennedy.
Well, afterward, very nervously, I asked him as he was listening, standing there absorbing the applause, if he would sign the book. He said, wait, you know, and he just kept looking at the crowd. And then finally he said, yeah, I'll sign it.
As you might expect, Schwartz still has that autographed copy of To Seek a Newer World. Before long, LBJ would shockingly withdraw from the race.
I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And as his bid for the White House gathered steam, on June 5, 1968, Kennedy was shot after winning the California Democratic primary. He would die about 26 hours later. Here's how ABC covered the shooting.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there. Thank you.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
No.
Is that possible?
It could.
Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot.
Burl Schwartz was watching the TV coverage that night.
I immediately got a phone call from a friend of mine who was as conservative as I was, probably liberal at that time, but he knew how much Kennedy meant to me. And I remember it well.
Schwartz was invited to represent the college press at Robert Kennedy's funeral, notable for many reasons, including brother Ted Kennedy's eulogy.
Those of us who loved him and who take him to his rest today, pray that what he was to us, what he wished for others, will someday come to pass for all the world.
Schwartz rode the train that carried Kennedy's body from New York to Washington for burial at Arlington National Cemetery.
You don't think of these things when you're dealing with such national figures, but the sight of seeing Ted Kennedy take dirt and crumble it on his brother's coffin is something that I'll never forget.
Read more of Burl Schwartz's Bobby Kennedy story in this week's edition of his paper, Lansing City Pulse. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.
Someday, soon, it's gonna be